Blog Talk Radio.
So
that is true.
Yeah, that's
not,
true.
Try to always remember
that. Office, you're not dealing with corporate America too much, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No. It's like little things that you miss, like, you know, you take for granted at home, like just like your day out on the road. If you find an awesome toilet, I know, I'm sure you can probably relate to this, Jake. If you find like the day where you actually wake up and you find like a clean toilet in the venue, it's like the best day of your life. Like, you know, that just makes your whole day.
Is that something that like you want to shit as early as possible just to get that first layer of shit in the porta potty before?
when you wake up and your first shit's in like 110 degrees outside and the porta potty is probably like 140, and that's your first shit on a mountain of other shit that hasn't been cleaned from the festival that was there the day before. That is like a shitty way to start your day. So like just having a nice clean toilet in the morning,
yeah,
it'd be amazing.
And like I don't, when I go number two, I like to take my time. I like to look at my phone. I like to read. But, like, when you're on the road, like, you have to do it so fast. And it's, like, really not clean.
Explain this. Why do you have to do it so fast?
Because I don't really feel comfortable pooping in a stall if there's, like, other people. And I think, like, Matt came in one time when I was pooping in one of the bathrooms. And I was like, oh, there's a boy in here. I can't.
But did he know you were in there?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Wait, so it was like a unisex... Oh, it's just like the backstage bathroom?
Well, it was one of the venues. It was a really nice, clean bathroom. And I was like, oh, this is an opportune moment for me. There's nice lighting in here. It's dark. It's clean.
I like the ambiance.
So you can take pictures of the poop after you're done.
You remember that bathroom on Thrash and Burn that had four toilets in it, but no stalls.
Oh,
four toilets.
I can read my lady's home journal in here.
Can't you see that on YouTube? Did you put a video of that on YouTube?
There's a clip of it. Yeah, Alex Boyce took a shit in that toilet in there with a thumbs up. No shame.
If you look for the Thrash and Burn tour diaries, that Justin actually put those together. There's like a clip of our old guitar player shitting in one of these stallless toilets.
That's how you make new friends.
Yeah. They're like just people standing around watching.
Yeah.
This lavatory has no candelabra. I'm appalled. It's awful. All right, we have a caller.
What?
Succulent Chinese Meal is calling.
Oh. Fantastic.
Succulent, you're on the air, 585.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's your real name?
I'm DJ from Rochester.
Hello, DJ from Rochester. What's up?
I had a question for Jake, actually.
Go for it.
So if someone, either in the band or friend, actually does shit in the toilet, is there a punishment you have for them?
Oh, good question.
Very good.
There is a punishment. This has actually happened before, not with our band, but happened to somebody else on a tour that we were on. If you shit in the toilet, you have to take it out of the toilet.
That has got to be my guess.
That's the fair punishment. Yeah.
It cannot sit in there, otherwise the bus driver will hate you. Everybody on the bus will hate you because the stink will just not go away.
Where does it go? Like
there's just a tank for liquid. It's not meant for anything solid.
The plumbing, I actually got a good look at it on War Tour when they had to fix the toilet. The tube that actually goes down into the tank is like maybe a half inch in diameter. So maybe three quarters of an inch.
It's
a straw, basically.
Yeah, basically.
It's going down a straw.
Yeah.
I got so scared at one point because I went to pee, and I was wearing my pajamas or whatever, and somehow, like, there was a coin that was stuck to my thigh.
You guys are into some weird shit, man.
No, there's just, like, random stuff on the bus. So, like, somehow there was a coin stuck to the back of my thigh, and as soon as I put my pants down, all of a sudden I heard something. I felt something peel off my leg.
Your vagina dropped
no.
off.
No. I felt something peel off my leg, and I heard it fall into the toilet. I'm like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? And then, like, I tried to, like, make it go down the hole because there's this pedal that you press, and the bottom opens up. But it got stuck there, and I just ran away.
And then your Jewish side took over. She said, I dropped a coin in the toilet. I have to retrieve it.
It was Canadian money. I don't know what it was for. I think it was like a Canadian penny.
Money is money.
Didn't Canada eliminate the penny? Isn't that a thing?
It was like a copper.
That's when you blame somebody else, though. You come out of the bathroom, and you find, like, the first person you run into, and you're like, man, I think I just saw, Jake was just in the bathroom, man. I heard something drop in there. I think he's in there fucking with it. So you have to put it on somebody else if you're the one that makes the mistake.
Yeah. Great question, though. Do you have any more, or should we drop you off?
Oh, yeah, succulent tree.
I only had the one.
All right, sucky.
Oh, no!
Oh, he said one! All right, we actually have some more calls. By the way, if you want to call in and talk to us, I'll let James finish, but the number to dial, 646-929-1357-443. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name's Travis. So my question is actually for Justin and Brian. Just a big Vest Extension fan, and I'm kind of wondering what's going on and kind of what the future for the band holds here.
Well, pretty much what's going on is, I know we kind of dropped off for a little bit, but we've just been taking our time finishing up the album. Earlier this year, we had Twiggy Ramirez do a guest spot on the album, which was kind of a big deal.
How do you guys know Twiggy Ramirez?
I ended up, it's kind of a long story how I ended up getting in touch with them, but reaching out through somebody that books, studio time for him and stuff and sends some material and just kind of asked him to do it. It was actually a song. It's kind of a long story. I'll go through as quick as possible. But my first concert was actually Marilyn Manson on the Antichrist Superstar Tour. And he's the first musician I actually met when I was 15.
Twiggy or Marilyn?
Twiggy. Okay. Twiggy was, yeah. And my dad had let me go to that show. And then he passed away like 10 years ago. So we ended up writing a song about him for the album. And I wanted to have Twiggy play on it. So just ended up sending some material out. Kind of a little process going back and forth, and he ended up doing it. So it was really cool. Went out to LA and did it. But now we've just been working on the mixes, and I'm up in New York right now with Brian. We're going to be staying at his place for 4 days writing a bunch of other brand new material and stuff. So just finishing up mixing the album, and I know we want to do a couple shows coming up, and we're coming back. We've just been really taking our time, no rush, and that's really it, I guess.
Lots of holding our poop on a tour bus, hopefully.
Yeah.
Can I go on tour with you guys?
Please, yeah. Yes.
And I'll come back and talk shit on the live cast.
I think it's good to have women on tour because they, they tend to clean up more than guys do. So
Jake didn't let me clean. What? I wanted to, but he didn't really want me to.
Yeah, well, there's like so many children on this bus, and like I don't want you to have to clean up after them. It's embarrassing.
These are your bandmates. You're calling them children?
Oh, we're all children. Like, guys in bands are children. I'm sorry
absolutely.
To speak for you guys. We just have not grown up.
Yeah. Also, Noah, I'm guessing if you set the precedent that you're willing to clean once, then people might...
They would have to do it all the time.
You don't
right
want to just have that be your job.
No, I don't want to have a job.
See?
Justin yelled at me once when we were doing a photo shoot because Josh and I were throwing rocks at a tree.
Was this in Mayberry?
We were
out, skipping.
Actually, it was pretty close. We had to walk across like a train track bridge to get where we were going. And what were we trying to do? We were trying to throw rocks through like a
you're
hole.
Trying to get,
in the
you're trying to get like in a woodchuck's hole or something in a fucking tree.
Josh is sitting at home cracking up right now. But yeah, me Justin, too. He got legitimately mad. Like it was like my dad was yelling at me again.
You're gonna break the recorder.
I had a nice like camera. We were recording in the. This is gonna sound crazy. We were recording for the album out in the woods.
Very and, we were, of you guys.
We were recording drums actually out in the woods and
on the train tracks.
On the train tracks, yeah, that's true. And for this track that Twiggy played on, so the drums were actually recorded on train tracks up in the woods, and Twiggy did the bass out in L.A., so we've kind of put it together in this weird way, but no, I was concerned for all the camera gear and the recording gear. Those two, Josh and Brian, when they get together, is like two feisty little kids.
Yeah, children.
Adorable.
Like we said, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be like, stop throwing rocks at everything.
I want to go back a little really quick. El Duderino in the chat asks, would any of you use a bus toilet after Dino from Fear Factory?
Oh, it wouldn't be usable anymore.
It'd be warm. We know that much.
No, but I'd jack off on his toilet seat. Inside
Jerry,
joke, sorry.
No, you can tell the
Has
story.
Has somebody jacked off on a toilet seat?
Tell that story. No fucking way. No fucking
this
way.
This is the place, Justin.
Whose toilet seat did you
okay,
jack off on?
I didn't, but...
Let me just set this up, Justin. Justin is somewhat of a practical jokester.
No,
the prank. So yeah, he likes to prank people and any situation that he can get into. So, anyways, Justin, you can tell the story.
No, I don't want to say who because I don't want to. I definitely don't want to do that. But there was somebody that was really, really being a douche out on a tour I was out with on with Periphery, and it's being like crazy every day and. I may or may not have set them straight by jacking off on their toilet seat one day when the light was out in there. Like their light wasn't working in their bathroom, so I may have lit up their seat for them. It just was like a special gift for how ridiculous they were being to the crew on the tour every day and like a lot of the people.
Let's back up a second. So you go into the bathroom. The light isn't working.
First of all, the fragrance in there must have been distracting besides the
it
light
is,
not
it,
working.
Yeah.
But is the light not working what triggered you to jizz on the seat?
Like, you know, it was like, I can't really explain it. I don't know. You know, I go,
Were you a different person back then?
I was a different person back then, yeah. I get really defensive, you know. Like, I go out with, you know, the times I've gone out with Periphery, Jake will attest to the fact that if somebody starts messing with their shit, I think that's why they like me going out with them, you know. If somebody starts messing with their shit, giving them a hard time.
Yeah.
You jizz on them.
I will.
Oh, and then so.
Yeah,
yeah. Whatever, like, why that excrement? Why jizz? Why not, like, urine?
Yes.
Or
jizz,
it's
urine.
Very personal.
I thought that, you know.
It's stickier also.
It has DNA in it.
It was, like, more enjoyable for me. It was very intimate. The process of doing it. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
so you got something
I got my,
well.
Like, daytime relaxed, you know, I got to wind down for a minute on tour. And then kind of be like, yeah, take that. What you get.
That's like four million little Justin saying, fuck
yeah.
You. From the
yeah,
floor.
You don't fuck with Periphery. That's one of the things. Yeah.
And just as an extra insult, you were thinking of the guy's girlfriend while you did it.
Yeah.
She was in there, right?
She was in there, yeah. I just missed her face. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly why we love having Justin around, because like we know that if anybody starts fucking with us or like, you know, making us feel weird on tour, we know that Justin just, he has to make sure justice is served.
He's the enforcer.
Yeah, yeah.
until he sets the fire.
But it should be known that, like, he has to keep all of our egos in check, too. Like, and he's done some pretty crazy stuff to us.
Oh, yeah?
Like jizz on you.
Well, no, I mean, as far as I know, I've never been jizzed on by Justin, but he did light off a whole bunch of firecrackers off in our van while everybody was sleeping. That was one of his finest moments.
That was to, you know, break up a little, tension on that tour. I thought that was something that was appropriate to do while you're driving.
Yeah.
You know, Sid had a near jizz revenge experience, too. We mentioned that on the show.
Oh, really?
Lonnie? Yeah, Lonnie, his friend Lonnie. Yeah, go ahead.
We were, me and a couple friends went to spend a week in L.A. We were in a hotel. There was three of us, but there was two beds. So one of my friends who just is not a compromising person ever, and it's just easier to let him win all the time, he got one bed to himself, and then me and my other friend shared the other bed. And after like a few days, I had a wet dream. It had been a while. I hadn't whacked off. I'm not going to whack off in a hotel with my friends around, so I had a wet dream. I told my friend I didn't get any on, and we were like, obviously, like, there was separation. But I told him. So then the next night, my friend who I was sharing the bed with, as revenge, said he whacked off in bed while I slept.
Yeah, payback.
Like, that's not really...
Now we're even, yeah. Punk. And I've rolled that story over in my mind many times, and I've come to the conclusion that he just wanted to jerk off on
it. Yeah, no, he says that he finished in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, so then there is no point.
I don't take
it.
He was tugging on himself a little bit while I slept next to him.
I don't take the word of someone who would jizz in a bed with you.
Yeah. I've jizzed in a bed with me. You don't believe me?
That's different.
Maybe the whole story's a lie.
You're close enough to you that it's acceptable.
Fair enough.
I'm impressed that you told him that you had the wet dream, honestly.
Yeah.
Most
guys,
I'm not going to leave the sheet. When he saw that, I was like getting rid of the sheet.
Were you a little paranoid that maybe he knew and so you had to get in front of it?
I don't even remember. This was like in like 1998.
It's like you didn't want it. You didn't want him questioning you about the spot, so you said it. You volunteered it.
He probably would have never even seen it. It would probably just been like the housekeeper.
Yeah, but I mean, in your mind, maybe it's like, oh my God, what if he saw the spot? Oh my God.
Yeah, perhaps.
What if he sees my pants with a spot?
Maybe I also thought it was funny, just to tell him and see what his reaction would be.
It wasn't funny. Yeah. You didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
Somebody just asked if I've tasted my own cock.
There's a backstory to that. There's actually a lot of back jizz stories on this show.
Yeah.
Back jizz, that's a whole other topic of discussion.
Delicious.
I didn't do my homework there. No, I have not.
Oh, yeah, there are questions.
I guess
in the
actually
chat.
Each of us has a jizz story because I have the one after my circumcision. I don't know. We all know Rob's story.
Well, they don't.
Oh, you want to tell it, Rob? I don't want to steal your thunder.
I once tried my own jizz because I was curious what jizz tastes like. That's the story.
And we wrote a song about it.
And there's a song that I love. So there's like
maybe
a meme
during the music break, we'll play the song.
Okay. Yeah, we'll play you the song.
Sure.
Sure.
Actually, you have two jizz stories.
It tasted salty.
You have the one from work, too, where you jizzed on yourself.
Oh, I jerked off at my place of employment.
He jizzed on his dress shirt.
Not at Sirius. No, this was a while ago.
And then he didn't wash, though. That's the part of that story that gets me. You said you didn't, didn't you just do that?
It didn't get on my shirt, no.
Oh.
Well, where did it go?
I'm not going to get it. I almost did, but no.
All right.
I wipe.
He wipes.
I definitely wipe.
On his shirt.
No, I'm kidding.
With a tissue.
Use some graph paper.
I'm 7. Graph paper?
I don't know. Office environment.
Yellow legal paper.
Yeah.
I am a pervert. I will not pretend I am not.
Okay.
But.
Fair enough.
Came into a manila folder. Just filed it away. Yeah.
Urgent use.
Yeah.
Open immediately.
I hope no one was checking the
wall. So you thought you were coming to a metal podcast, and this is what
and you are.
Yeah.
No, this is what we talk about all the time anyways. We're hanging out, so it's not that far off.
This is actually pretty close to what it's like to be on a tour bus.
Yeah. This is...
There's just way more dead baby jokes. And
Yeah.
You thought you were coming to a metal podcast, but you were metal at a coming podcast.
Nice.
Good wordplay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Have you ever finished in the Doritos bag? Jim Ross wants to know.
Oh, just me. Oh, man.
I like you, dude.
In a Doritos bag. Not one that I was eating out of. I've never finished in a Doritos bag, no. That I know of.
Should I read this question in the chat here?
Yeah.
Because I think these are Periphery fans that are not our regular fans.
Yeah.
Question for Jake. I'm aware that Mark is an intrepid porn connoisseur. Would you share some of your favorite pornographic actors, actresses? The rest of you guys are welcome to share, too.
Well, this is an interesting question because I actually don't watch a lot of porn, and I don't know a lot of, the actors and actresses and stuff, but Matt and Mark, like you guys, before we started this podcast, we're talking about sports. Like, they talk about porn that way. Like, they know all the stats. Like
Rocco Siffredi.
Rocco Siffredi is, their biggest, hero. He's, they know how many times
he
dude is, like...
He flushed the girl's head in the toilet while
he
baby. It only smells baby. Like, they do... they do the impressions and everything like that. Like, they know everything. So, that's... That's them. That's more of a question for them. So
and Mark is engaged, just to clarify.
Yeah, Mark is engaged.
It was even added on Rocco Siffredi's Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it was.
One time. I don't know if it's still there, but it said that Mark was a...
Let us know if it's still there.
Was a fan of...
So, I mean, good question, but,
here's something. Have you ever walked in on any of your bandmates stroking it?
No.
Or just being with, another lady?
No, all of us have girlfriends and stuff, so everybody's faithful and well behaved. Mm. But no, I've never walked into any of that kind of stuff.
That's a shame.
We're all very private. We're private with our privates.
That's a bummer.
If you did walk in on someone, would there be any revenge jizzing?
No. Actually, it's funny that you say that because we used to when Justin was on the road, he would prank everybody so much that we all started like pranking each other. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where when Justin stopped touring with us, we made it a point to stop pranking each other. Like there was like, you know, the line has been drawn, like okay. No more fucking with each other.
What were some of the pranks?
Well, a lot of it was fraping. Are you guys familiar with this
term? No, what's that?
It's Facebook rape. When I first got my iPhone, I never put a password on it or anything like that, but then, and most people in the band didn't. And then when Justin started touring with us, when people would leave their phones just hanging out, like on the dashboard of the van or whatever, he'd get a hold of them and start like, you know, saying the weirdest shit over their status updates. So then that was like where it kind of started. And then, like, the passenger seat of the van that we used to tour in was, like, nobody wanted to sit there. But it was, like, a pretty choice seat because it was, like, you didn't have to sit next to anybody. But the way that, like, the back bench behind it was positioned, Justin would kind of, like, creep over all the benches from the back and put his ass right over the headrest and just like lay like fucking massive farts on that person. So like anytime you heard somebody moving around, somebody in the passenger seat would just like whip around and look behind them. So like there's been, and that's just like the tip of the fucking iceberg with pranking each other. So
what was the one that put you over the edge that you had to call a truce though?
I think it was when Justin got a hold of Misha's laptop and just went like
what it was. At Ramshead.
Yeah, you remember that.
What'd they do with the laptop?
Oh, man. Well, this was before, like, our sound guy and tour manager was working for us. And, like, this guy, Alex Marquides, is, like, the reason Periphery has any sort of success live. Wow. Like, he, like, really, like, makes us sound good, and he puts all our rigs together and everything. But this was before he was working for us, and Justin got a hold of Misha's Facebook and started sending out messages to or responding to messages that Misha had. And so, like, he said a bunch of fucked up shit to Alex, and, like...
I remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, I have to first preface this saying that I would get, like, that day that happened, two people came to me and were like, oh, dude, come on, Justin, quick.
Oh, we'd egg you on. Yeah, we'd egg you on.
Yeah. Go get it.
He's not completely, you know... Yeah. In, you know,
but no, I went in there, and Alex, before he started working for the band, had wrote on Misha's wall... So did you want me to come down and run sound for you guys tonight? And I responded, no, we had a band meeting and we decided that we wanted it to sound good, so we're not going to need you tonight. And he ended up coming down and showing up at the merch table and being like, where's Misha? That was a good one. But I love Marquides, so.
Yeah, Marquides.
He's a big teddy bear.
He's the best.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
Louis El Duderino says, I thought fraping is what Rob does to his coffee.
Frappang?
Who knows? He has a different thing every week.
Froth raping, that's what I thought it was. Raping. I like it. Oh, here's a legit question for Jake. When's your solo electronic album coming out?
I'm probably going to put it out early next year. I'm actually making really good progress on it. Thank you for asking about it and checking it out. But I'm really, really excited to get done with it because it's coming along good.
Is there a lot of whoop, whoop, whoop?
There is actually zero
whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed, Rob, that there's no whoop, 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 whoop?
I'm a little disappointed, but...
Is Rob going to be able to dance to it?
Yeah.
No, I can answer that. No, because he can't dance to anything.
Can we hear a sample now and Rob can get up in front of us and try to dance to it?
It's so unbelievably chill that I don't know. I wouldn't want to put anybody through that.
A little more ambiance.
It's less Chromio and more Yanni.
I was about to ask, like, oh, could I make a cameo on the release to be the one to go, drop the bass! And then but he just said no Rob.
When's your electronic release coming out, Rob?
How hard must it be to?
Of course, you would make the sound that sounds like your name.
Oh, this is a good question from Campion 95. Are Jake and Noah gonna make an album together, like Yoko Ono and John?
Probably not.
We want to, like, play music together and play guitar together and stuff, and we have, like, maybe once or twice, but we'd rather just do other things.
Well, you could do both at the same time if you angle it right.
Don't let her Yoko the band. That's all I'm saying.
Nah.
Beware of that.
She will not Yoko the band.
Have you guys jammed out?
Is that a euphemism?
Well, it is now. No, you guys played guitar
yes,
together?
Yes, jamming was involved.
Yeah, we have. We played like once or twice together. It was actually really fun, and I'd like to do it again, but we both have to be in the right mood. Yeah.
You guys don't just walk around with your guitars hanging?
Something else. Not the guitar.
What?
I'll let you figure that out.
What?
I just want the meat.
Every time he picks up the guitar, that's what she says.
It's true. I always
put
want
it back
the meat.
Down.
did you guys miss me while I was gone?
Oh, yeah. We had plenty of drops, though. So it felt like you were sort of here in spirit.
Oh, okay. I haven't really listened back yet.
You didn't listen to the last show? I could play you the drops from last week.
Oh, there were drops? Oh, cool.
No, these are the ones I played in the show. But actually, there was nothing. There were no Noah drops, though.
Oh,
good.
There was this, which I love.
That's an actual person, by the way.
Now, we can't edit it together. That was like one long
that's one unadulterated clip. I'll give it Trevor a reason. Someone in the chat, I forgot who it was last week, but they said they had a great idea that we should have a contest where you don't really figure out. We were trying to say on the show they should try to figure out what he was really saying.
Mm-hmm.
But people should come up with creative explanations of what he was saying. That's like what it sounds like.
That was like a bad acid trip listening to that. That was horrible.
That's actually
like it's backwards.
For you guys and for anyone in the audience that doesn't know, that's a caller that we have. That's, he has Asperger's and he's deaf in one ear and he's a Hasidic Jew.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
He's like a 20-year-old kid. One more time. So I think we should just put that out there as a contest. Like if you can
hold on a second,
creatively interpret that, then we'll give you something.
Spanky the Hippo said that it is edited together. It's not
like
a whole thing.
I'm sorry, Spanky. It sounded well. That's a testament to what a good job you did because it's seamless. To me, it didn't sound edited at all.
And he does a great job of actually extracting clips for our pleasure.
Hmm. Yes, he is the man with that shit. Thank you very much. Give us a lot of material. And this was my favorite clip from last week.
God, I would fuck Kathy Bates so hard.
Oh, no. Who would do that?
Exactly. Our ex-co-host, who's not our co-host anymore, but he was here last week.
Oh, my God.
He's a fan of Kathy Bates. Listen, to each his own, right?
Yeah, I think it's just about being able to say you fucked someone famous.
You think?
Yeah.
Not Kathy Bates specifically, though?
Maybe it's partly that, but I think he's really attracted to her also.
I think so. I mean, he also gets tattoos, like, just for shock value, I think.
So you think he just...
He'd fuck her just for the shock value and to say that he fucked Kathy Bates.
It's possible. Fair enough.
I don't think he's like... That's like really when he's
himself
and he opens up the hard drive. It's just Kathy Bates and About Schmidt naked 40 times. I don't think that's really going on.
I'm just saying I think he'd enjoy it even if he did it
maybe
for
she's
superfluous
a really
reasons.
Lover.
I just know Sean. I think
fair enough.
He's into Kathy Bates.
Ralph, do you have any you want to weigh in on this?
I think Kathy Bates is disgusting.
How dare you?
A wonderful actress.
Okay.
But physically repulsive.
How can you be so unkind
she
to the
just
woman.
Looked like a grandmother.
A handsome
know.
Did
woman.
She ever not? Like, by the time Misery came out, she was probably already, like, what, in her late 40s?
Let's see. Kathy
was there, like,
Bates,
a good-looking young Kathy Bates that we just missed out on?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. Here she is. Here's her high school photo.
She looks sort of like Hillary Clinton, maybe?
Yeah.
Something? Not bad. Not terrible. I mean,
wow.
Could understand why it took her so long to really get famous. She had to grow into that matronly thing.
I like that there's someone in the chat named Token Abasi. Supposed to toast Abasi.
I'm gonna take a picture of that and send it to him.
He says he's fucking baked as hell, so that's good.
Token, what is that? What's that reference?
The guitarist in Animals as Leaders. His name is Token Abasi.
Okay, so he's the Token Abasi of our chat.
Yes.
Every chat needs one Abasi.
That works.
Thanks. One Pasbani and one Abbasi.
They're so similar but different.
My finger's in your cooch!
Maybe it's time for that music break we were talking about.
Maybe. Let's get to the music. Some of these tracks...
Oh, yeah, what do we have?
We're picked by Justin. What do you got on deck for us?
If you want to play the first one that I brought, it's actually a new Vest Ascension track that we haven't released yet. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's the...
And what are the other two tracks? I'm going to play all three of
them. Other two is actually two of the guys in the band are also in a metal band, and Misha had produced a couple tracks and worked with them on some stuff. Actually, back, I used to play guitar in the metal band as well, but had quit a few years back, but they're getting ready to release their album, so I brought two of their tracks as well. And actually, Nate also plays in the, Nate lives in that band. He lives with Jake, or plays in that band, lives with Jake and I. Jake and I live together for... The listeners at home that don't know. Well, Noah and I split them, but yeah. So, yeah, if you want to play the first track.
Do you and Jake sleep in the same bed like Noah and Jake sleep in the same bed?
Mm-hmm. We're across the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever cuddled?
No, not voluntarily.
Yeah.
When have you involuntarily cuddled?
If we've, like, been on the couch and passed out, maybe that's happened, but
yeah,
I doubt it.
Try to save money on energy. That time I cut the heat off for the winter. We spooned a lot then, but, you know. It's cool, man, you know.
All right. Well, let's check out your band right here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thank you. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lonnie have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushrooms. I thought it might be fun to say I drank some mango. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna have some fun. I'm curious just to drink ejaculation. I ate my gum and I liked it. It's got a lemon, herbs, and spices. I ate my cup just to try it. It's got vitamin E inside it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Washed it down with a liter of Sprite. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. I never do these things outdoors. Like Pee Wee Herman, got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my sperm in. I opened my mouth and some steaming flew inside. I ate sticks like Elmer's glue, but that's alright. I ate my cum and I liked it. Like dishwashing liquid. I ate my cup just to try it. Threw it on the stove and fried it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Won't order sushi tonight. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. My baby batter tastes so nice. I pour it on my pork fried rice. Cum burger with some cum french fries. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal from my own dick. I ate my cum and I liked it. Everyone on the show should try it. I used his blanket to wipe it. Hope his girlfriend don't find it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Boggle with it at bedtime tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection Live Cast is pretty funny. Keep listening.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is presented by Black Sabbath. Get their new live DVD, Gathered in Their Masses, featuring the first ever live performances of songs from the new album 13. Available at Best Buy now.
We now return to the Metal Injection Livecast, unless Rob spilled his bung water on the soundboard, in which case, we now return to Sid rolling his eyes at Rob.
Oh, Sid already rolled his eyes.
Yeah, Rob, did you spill your bung water on the soundboard?
That's a whole other thing.
Welcome back to the show.
He's having a colonic.
That was some of Jake's...
He was expressing himself.
Jake's electronic project. Very ambient. I want to do some yoga right now.
Why do you have to like put on an accent and stuff? Just give your honest opinion.
Ambient.
Be real with him.
It's sauna music. I can take it.
Yeah. I do like it though.
Thank you.
What do you like about it?
I like that it's chill. It. I like that I could.
He
probably,
said it was chill. You might have just been going off.
I like that I could
put
it on.
Put on one sheet.
I could. It's. I see here that it's done by Periphery's Jake Bowen. I like that. I like that he hails from Merlin.
Elevator loves that.
No, I do. I feel like that's something I could put on.
So you
thrashed. Work. Yeah.
Okay.
Before that, we heard our parody of Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, mm-hmm. where I talked about eating my own cum.
Right.
And exaggerating what I did with it. I never threw it on a grill and fried it. I'll tell you that much.
At least not that time.
Before that, we heard some Seventh Seal with Black Skies, and I believe Mishra Mansour produced it. Is that what it was?
Yeah, we actually, it's a band that two of the guys in Invest Ascension have done for a long time, and I actually used to be in the band. And back when, a couple years ago, we worked with Mishra on some tracks before I had ended up quitting, and that was one of the songs that we worked on. And I think there were two other ones, and they're getting ready to put their album out, which is a great album. And they kept a lot of the stuff that we had done with Mishra there. So, yeah, it was awesome getting to work with Mishra on some stuff. And the Seventh Seal stuff's all great, so everyone should check it out.
There you have it. And we're back on the show now.
Yeah, and I had a little minor physical emergency.
Oh, no.
What?
A few days ago. No, I was in my room. I don't know how this even happened. Like, I was eating or whatever. And, like, a piece of the inside of my upper lip got stuck between my two teeth.
I've had that happen.
And it, really? I was the only person.
But, like, for, like, a quick second.
No, not for a quick second.
Like, it was, like, wedged in there?
It was, like, good 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Did it start bleeding?
I was trying everything. I took a toothpick, and I was trying to poke it
Holy
out.
Holy shit. Did
was,
it bleed?
No, it didn't bleed. I was just pulling it down. Finally, it just popped out. But I was, like, seriously contemplating going to the emergency.
You would have turned
into JR. It hurt. It was like, yeah, I couldn't talk.
Wow.
And it was everything was just pulling down. When I would try to move my mouth, it was really scary.
Can you imagine if it got stuck in there and that's the way that you would have to be for the rest of your life?
Well, I would probably get surgery to take it out. I don't think it would be the rest of my life. Oh. It would be very annoying.
It's like a man-made hair lip.
Sort of, yeah. It felt like a hair lip. It still hurts, actually.
Oh. But are you cut? Do you...
No, no cuts.
Let's clip it up for
sore.
Us. Let us all get a look. Well, your thumb is blocking the...
Yeah.
You gotta go on the, on the outside. Yeah, there you go. It looks all right to me. I think you'll be all right.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sid.
It's my professional opinion.
What were you doing when it happened?
Eating pussy?
No. I was just eating. I was eating food.
What food? Pussy?
I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
There was no pussy in my room at the time. I was sadly not with my beautiful girlfriend.
So what girl were you with?
Oh!
No girl.
No girl. Okay. last night, Noah, myself, and Jake went to a party at Jose Mangan's house. Jose, of course, is my superior at Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
Are you saying he's a better DJ? Is that what you mean?
Sure, yeah, but also he's my boss. He's the one that can hire and fire me. But no, he had a really cool party. 12-Foot Ninja played. Now, I was like, well, I'm going to this party. It's going to start kind of late. I should have dinner. And I decided to have tacos for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, if you – not like Taco Bell, like really good.
But doesn't
tacos.
Like Jose like have Mexican food at his parties?
Yes. Well, I made sure not to get beef tacos because that's usually what he would make should he make tacos. But there wasn't tacos at this party, actually.
Okay.
It was a shocker.
I was a little
I was like,
there
wow.
Was no food or just not
no,
tacos?
There was food. There was like pasta and meatballs
taco
and
night
pizza.
Tomorrow, or tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's taco night.
Oh, he didn't want to waste taco night on the plebeian.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had tacos beforehand, which is a big mistake. You should not have any Mexican food
before a party.
Before a party because...
That's why I didn't see you all night. Were you in the toilet?
Well, it started with a few farts. I was like, well, I could fart one time.
Uh-huh.
And then I
you
like,
have a limit?
And then I was so I farted. I tooted.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, man, that's a stinky fart. That's, you know, when you fart, you know, there's there are the farts where you're like, all right, it's just a fart. No big deal. But then there are the farts that smell like you know you need to go take a shit. It was one of those farts.
It was a preamble fart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I was like, oh, no.
When in the course of human events.
That's when the gas had to squeeze past a turd to get out of your ass.
Right, exactly.
It took a little bit with
it's
it.
It's like one of those. Yeah. One of those type of
parts. You think there was some matter to it?
Yeah. Now, Jose has a toilet on the ground floor where the party was happening, but there is no way I was shitting in that.
Yeah,
toilet because that's where everyone goes. You know, it's a party where everyone's drinking. People
where
are going
the
to
beer
pee.
Cooler is.
Yeah, exactly. It's right by the beer cooler. It would be way too obvious and embarrassing. And of course, he has a basement. So I went down to the basement toilet, and I blew it up, people. Blew it up.
Doesn't the door not close all the way on that one?
Yes, that's the other thing. And I remember that from the last party. And I didn't want to be the guy that locked himself in the bathroom. Then blew it up, then, like, frantically knocked for someone to let him out, only for the stink of the bathroom.
So were you holding the door while pooping?
No, have you heard this story already? Because that is exactly what I was doing.
Oh, my God.
And the weird thing is that, like, you know, there was a bit, like, a little bit open, so I could sort of see, you know, outside. And I checked when I was done, like, to see how – And if somebody actually walked by, they would have seen me clear as day.
Squatting, holding a door and
holding
pumping.
A door, yeah. I'm like, oof, and it smelled bad. But you know what? Jose had wet wipes. I was very impressed.
Oh. What would you have said if somebody caught you?
I'm shitting? I mean, I would. What would I say?
Why are you holding
Excuse
the door
me,
open?
Sir.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, well, because...
This is the only way it'll come out. Why do you be looking at
this
people?
This is my OCD. I have to do.
Rob, did squeezing the door handle... Did squeezing the door handle help you pump it out better?
It was very, it was convenient. Yeah, it was like a grip.
Yeah, like a grip.
Yeah,
definitely
leverage. Yeah, definitely leverage. And I had a good sesh, I got to say. You know, like I didn't have to rush through. It wasn't, it was like, it was pretty quiet. Only like towards the end of it did people come down, like the band came down to check their instruments. Oh, and the best part was, the best part was, is that like I overheard someone going, oh, yeah, 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 the back, it's right down there. Just go all the way to the end. But be careful, the door doesn't close. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. And that's when I, like, that was my cue to, like, all right, clear it out.
Did the danger turn you on?
I peed a little. All
right. Oh, no, we hope that was
no,
pee.
No, 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 no.
Has Rob ever had to shit while on the air at Sirius? Sure, but... Yeah, I could hold in poo. I feel
you can
like
take like while the songs are playing, you can run.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only like 5 minutes at a clip anyway.
Yeah.
Even less.
I take long to shit. I'd have to play like Stairway to Heaven to go take a shit or something.
Yeah,
like Change of Seasons by Dream Theater.
And a succulent Chinese meal asks, doesn't Rob always have to shit? And I don't want to say always, but definitely a few times. So I am very grateful for the fact that I work from home because I can just shit whenever I want and no one will know. It's great. I go like 4 or 5 times a day. Clear my system out.
That's great. That's really healthy.
Thank you.
You're not going to get colon cancer.
I don't know. 5 times is healthy? I don't know if that's
That
so
might
healthy.
Be excessive. Yeah. But I like how you say, and no one will know. We all know that you shit. You're human. We know.
Yeah.
Everyone
you
knows.
You don't know exactly.
Wait a minute.
Why does it have to be such a secretive thing?
Hold on. You guys shit? You mean I don't, it's not just me?
No.
You feel better now?
Yeah. The rest of us are just jerking off on toilet seats. You're the only one that uses them for something.
By the way, Monica's here. We never mentioned that.
Oh, hey, Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Welcome to our conversation.
Hi. Thank you for welcoming me in with another poop story.
It
happens every time.
You came just in time.
This is actually the second poop story.
Yeah, we've already done a round of poop.
The first 45 minutes was like a poop 45
and
minutes.
And the other thing is, though, like when I was done, you know, I washed my hands thoroughly and everything, and I went upstairs, and I felt like, I felt so dirty.
Why?
I was like, do people know? Do they know that I dropped them?
I had no idea. So
okay,
most
good.
People probably didn't.
You're a hardy guy. Everybody probably assumes you're pooping a lot. They look at you and like, that guy probably just took a dump, even if when you didn't, it's fine.
Hardy
and
guy.
And a big one.
Yeah. Robust. Robust people poop a lot.
It's better that you just get it out instead of like crop dusting about the whole party.
Yeah. Well, that's when I got the sticky farts. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna spare everyone else. I'm gonna go downstairs and let this bad boy loose. My shit, I mean.
No.
Set him free. Yeah.
I'm just glad that you didn't.
I like keeping a tight asshole.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Whoa.
I'm glad you didn't go upstairs because upstairs there was a girl puking.
That would have been weird.
Really? Why?
Was her name Noah?
No.
No. Please.
No. Who was it? How do you know?
Myself.
Were you up there with her? Holding her hair back?
Because I know the person that came to the party with her, and that's what he said.
Any other interesting stories come out of the party? I can't really think of anything else that happened.
I thought it was really cool that a band set up in his man cave basement and played.
Yeah, 12 Foot Ninja. Really
12 Foot Ninja.
And sounded awesome. They sounded really good down there.
Yeah, like they sounded every day they sounded great when I saw them while I was on the tour. And then they sounded just as great in his basement.
Did
you
mention that this is 12 Foot Ninja we're talking about?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We have a clip from the board, rip pulled from the board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
You're right. This does sound really
It's a sound
sick.
Check, though.
Yeah. I mean, for a bare-bone setup, it's very good. That's all we have. I'm sorry.
If you go to my Instagram, you can actually see a little clip of them playing in the basement. I don't know if anybody's wants to do that.
So you're one of those guys with your camera out during the show, blocking people's view?
I just wanted to get like a little, little second.
I want to mention there were maybe like 20 people in the basement.
Uh-huh.
At any point, a quarter of them were taking photos, like doing some sort of social media call to action. Just like, okay, we're just in a basement.
Yeah.
Chill.
It's a pretty cool experience. How about just experience?
Yeah.
I feel like we should have Lamb of God play in a basement because then they're not up at an altitude where anyone could be pushed off.
Oh, no. Stop it.
she could push the cameras out of people's hands. So his
they should be on level ground at all.
His skill set would still be in use.
All right, we have a caller.
Is it Randy?
No, I hope not. Let's take a call. I think this is an international number. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name and where are you from?
Yep, it's Spanky.
Oh, Spanky from Australia?
Yep, from Australia.
Yeah, what's going on?
A few weeks ago, you had your birthday edition.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you would say anything if you say happy birthday.
Okay.
And also, Darren said that you would do a truth or dare as well.
Yes, I did.
So can I do a belated happy birthday?
It's like 2.5 months ago.
Right, but he never got to call in then. He's from Australia.
Yeah, it takes that much longer to make a call from Australia.
Yeah, the time difference.
He's called on that day. It's just we finally got to call.
Got it. Okay, sure.
All right, happy birthday.
Okay,
All right, I have a dare for you.
Okay.
All right, you said nothing sexual, nothing involving Noah, so I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
Instead, what I'm going to do is Papa Rabba, Papa Rabba, Papa Rabba, Papa Rabba, Papa Rabba.
Nope.
I like that we also have to.
So you're not adhering to the rules of the game.
Oh, well.
He listens to the show anyway. He'd be totally on board.
No. I don't know if
he's I'm sorry, Spanky. He's being a bit of a cunt right now.
Yeah, sorry. Can't do it.
I apologize. I'm right on board with your...
It wouldn't have been as exciting as my mom, anyway. That was a highlight. My mom.
Well, now you've thrown the gauntlet down to your dad to be a more entertaining caller. Now we need to call Papa.
No.
It was a nice try. Nice try.
Yeah, good try, though.
Okay. All right, so then I'll change it to a truth.
Okay.
I can't remember when, but Rob had a hickey.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to
tell where he got it from.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. 0-2.
No, that's like one of the big life hack cliffhangers.
We've been trying
that.
To find that out for 8 months now,
that was. No, it's been...
It's like who was shooting at the people in Lost when they were on that boat.
Yeah, you're never going to find out.
This show will be long gone.
What happened to the Russian and the Pine Barrens on The Sopranos? There's just some loose ends that will stay loose.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Spanky. Sorry to ruin your morning.
There's a third option where you could tell him to say something, and then since you're the drop guy, this is like perfect for you.
Yeah. I'll say something, sure.
Oh, so many things that I want you to say.
Oh, no. Say the person who gave me this hickey was... Maybe he'll stumble into it.
I'll forward my thing to Sid.
What?
Huh?
Oh, he's giving you...
He
wants to make a drop out of...
Oh, he's saying Sid should tell me to say something, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I don't want to be put on the spot. Come on, you're the drop guy. Use your talent. This is your chance. Don't just pass the buck or the whatever they call dollar bills.
Can you forward
Australia.
It to me so I can say something?
Yeah, I'll forward it to 3D.
All right. One.
Goodbye. Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Spanky.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Spanky has given us so much.
Yes.
And we gave
him
nothing.
I'm sorry I couldn't give him
great
anything.
Great job,
Rob. I have boundaries.
All right. Thank you. You're a fantastic caller and I dare say the best drop person in the history of the live cast.
A Hall of Fame listener.
I mean, I don't know. The drops I made last night in Jose's bathroom were pretty great. But anyway, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. 240. You're on the Metal Injection live cast. Let's come where you're from.
Yes. Hi. Calling from Frederick, Maryland.
Hello, and your name?
My name is Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Oh, not too much. Just had a question for Justin and Jake.
Okay.
And, yeah.
What's the question?
What would you like to know,
well,
Joe?
Well, I wanted to know, since they're obviously cool guys, I wanted to know, like, what's it like to have to sit through this terrible, terrible podcast?
Oh. I'm having fun. I don't know about you, Justin.
Dude, if you keep your hand in my pocket the way it is right now, I'm having a great time.
Sorry about that.
It's good. I'm having a great time. I don't know.
Yeah. You're wrong.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If this is so intolerable, why are you listening?
He's a little big.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, now I got another question. What's 5 minus 4? Yeah. 5 minus 4?
Yeah, very good. That's 1.
Great. Well, at least he knows basic math. Huh? One love.
Wow, what a dick. Let's hear your podcast.
We know who that is.
Let's hear your podcast, asshole. Guy's right up there with Steve Harvey.
Oh, you got Darren mad.
You want him to call back in so you could lay into him for reals?
Piece of shit, Steve Harvey.
Get Steve Harvey to call in. Come on, Rob.
I'll lay into him. I'm sorry. Get on that. Maybe he's like on that site where Dave Elveston can call to like leave you a birthday greeting.
Oh. Or read your resume.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Steve Harvey to do that. Yeah. I pay. We have a budget.
Yeah.
Sure.
Buy him a blazer.
We got all that Black Sabbath money now. Yeah, we got that Black Sabbath library money. Yeah, that's the weird thing. They only pay in 13s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everything has to be in.
Wait, in 13s? So they paid you with a $13 bill?
Yeah.
Bastards. It's not real money.
What?
You got ripped off, Rob.
Yeah.
You should have tipped rough when Ken Pierce was on the bill.
Oh, no.
Geezer Butler is on the $13 bill they gave.
Let's see. What else is going on?
Guy, didn't you have a short story?
That was the lip thing.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, try to keep up.
Well, it was so short, I can hardly remember.
I told you it was a short story.
Wow.
Oh, that's a drop.
Damn.
There was a story earlier this week about this idiot rapper, Watsky, or whatever, stage diving at Warped Tour UK. And he,
can you really call him a rapper?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this guy. But he walked up like 30 feet in the air on like a lighting rig, or 40 feet or something. Some absurd number. Uh-huh. And decided,
yeah, who's ever heard of 30? What an absurd number.
Absurd height. Height. Thank you. Thank you, the semantic police over here.
Well, I don't understand what you were talking about, so thank you, Sid,
You're welcome, Sid.
I understand where the story is going.
That's right. By the way, Black Sabbath's new album, 30, will be available. That's crazy.
Anyway, so he jumped off into the crowd, and obviously the crowd split off, because who would want to like risk their...
Well, people catch Greg from Dillinger all the time. He climbs up on the ceiling.
But they actually like him.
I don't feel like he ever goes like that absurd. Like, it was ridiculously high. And the speed at which he was falling was insane. And he injured himself, and he broke a girl's arm doing it. And another guy is in a concussion because of this
asshole.
So maybe stage diving is not a great idea.
Well, that's not even stage diving.
Or,
ceiling diving. It's a whole different
lighting rig diving.
Yeah.
Do you guys dabble in stage diving? What are you guys doing?
No. Let's be real. Stage diving is pretty fucking stupid, too. This is worse, though.
No, I don't. I cannot risk breaking my limbs and my instruments. But Mark and Misha do it all the time, but they end up breaking their stuff. So
Spencer does it, but he weighs like 40 pounds. So that's he's light.
He got like a rib cage injury the last time he did that at a Killswitch Engage show, I think. But
Spencer?
Spencer, yeah.
So it wasn't like even a, like, was Periphery playing, or he was just there as a fan?
We opened for Killswitch Engage like last December.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I see. So then he just shows up to shows to stage dive. I'm here, bitches.
Someone needs to sync up that 30-foot drop with the audio from the Hell in the Cell. Yeah. He's broken in half.
God was my witness.
Just instead of the Spanish announce table, it was some chick.
Yeah.
But he broke in half.
Ugh.
He fell.
All right. Number again, 646-929-1357. Got about half an hour left. Metal Injection Live Cast. Another great thing is I wrote a story about Tim Lambesis this week, about how his wife is suing him.
It's pretty great.
Well, not for him, because it's a $2 million lawsuit.
Not great for his band either.
Huh?
Not great for his band either.
Yeah. Well, so I posted this, her name is Megan Lambesis, and I did a search, and I found this photo, And I posted it with the story, and then somebody who is very close to the band, who I know, messaged me and was like, hey, do you know that photo you have of Megan Lambesis? I keep seeing it popping up on my Facebook feed. That's not her.
Oh.
That's the wife of the bassist of Weezer.
What?
And so this photo has been circulating all over the internet.
All thanks to you.
No, not all thanks to me. It's like it's been on other sites before me, too. It's just like this is how on
your
top
site
of,
how did
now?
That mix-up happen in the first place?
Yeah, this is how I think it happened. Somebody made some stupid meme about how like she was asking for it, and they used that photo. And the reason the mix-up happened, and this is incredibly racist, I feel, is because the Weezer dude also adopted a child from Africa, so it's just some girl with a kid. Like a young,
little black kid.
Yeah. And so that's how it happened, I think. And so the point of the story is don't trust metal news sites because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Especially if they're blogs.
Yeah.
Especially if they're run by Rob.
All the other sites use the same exact photo, so it's not just me.
Metal sucks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rob-a libel. Rob-a libel. And speaking of black women, I have another story from the Jose party, and I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you guys if this is a racist joke.
Oh God!
She didn't find it racist, but I'm not. I felt a little comfortable about it after. But anyway,
what, you told a racist joke?
Well, here's the setup.
You can't directly answer that.
Well, yeah, it was me, but I don't think it was racist.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't racist. Anyway, so this girl was like I was putting on my jacket. I was very drunk. It was the end of the night.
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, trying to help me put on my jacket. I'm like, no, I'm good. I got it. And then I was putting on my second arm, and then somebody else helped me do it without me even asking. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she's like, the black girl was like, oh, so you don't need my help? That's racist. And I'm like, what? I'm not racist. I don't see color. Like, I made the joke, you know, like, are you purple or green? Like, what's going on? And then she goes... Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Then she goes, I'm chocolate. And then I ask, milk or dark? Is that racist? No. Okay, good. Because someone else
it's
was
also
like,
not funny, but...
That's
not
funny at all.
It's in poor taste.
Rob doesn't care.
I like both milk and dark chocolate. I also like white chocolate.
It's just a lame joke.
We should have clarified.
Was she offended?
I don't remember. I don't think
What was her answer?
She said her initial answer was milk. And then she's like, well, no, I'm a little bit. And then she's like, I'm a little bit of both. I'm like, oh, so you're like 75% dark chocolate. And she's like, yes.
Well, you have the taste of a black man.
What?
All right.
At least you didn't say that to her. That would have been really awkward. Oh,
all right. Well, everyone in the chat is saying it's just not funny. It wasn't racist. Yeah.
Agreed.
So we'll take that.
My favorite thing of the week was during the week at some point, Sean posted a picture on Facebook of like a bunch of like you and him and a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. And the caption was white dudes or something or white people.
Yeah.
And somebody in the comments was like, wait, Rob's white?
Yeah, which one are you white?
Yeah, I like that. I don't even know who it was. But I like that comment.
Yeah, it was a reader. Funny stuff. Yes, I am white.
Well, you see, that's because maybe the girl didn't think you were, and that's why she didn't think you were being racist.
Well, you're half white.
And then the other half.
Middle Eastern? I don't know. Persian.
Middle Eastern people aren't white.
I don't know. You have non-Caucasoid features, I would say.
Brian, does Rob look like a black man to you?
No, I didn't say he's black. I just say he's not
he
white.
Something. He's got
not
something in there.
Yeah.
I'm ethnic.
The Aryan nation would reject you.
Sure. Well, I'm Jewish, so they would...
Well, not knowing that, though. It's just physically, I feel.
Okay. I feel insulted for some reason, but
what?
I don't know why.
You insulted the KKK won't take you in? Is that...
How dare you, Grand Wizard! You show me respect.
It would never even get to the Grand Wizard. One of the low-level people would weed you out
the
quick.
Subordinate wizard?
Yeah. Has Bonnie, I don't know, might be Italian. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, it's Italian. It's not.
Do they like Italians in the clan?
I would say yes. I would guess yes.
More than Rob, but
right.
I don't know that...
Well, they're Europeans.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like they probably wouldn't love Italians either.
I feel like they probably just get in over the threshold.
Because, you know, Catholics. They probably don't like Catholics in general.
That's true. That's a good point.
But, yeah, there's levels with the clan. And Carol, if you're listening, Perhaps you could call in and give us the hierarchy.
Let's not egg her on.
646-929-1357. That's the number to dial if you want to give us a call. Noah, any interesting stories from you from Jose's party? Anything out of the ordinary? Anybody acting weird?
Just you.
Oh, okay, good. Well, because I had the shits, but other than that, no.
It all makes sense to me now because before we left, I was like, I hardly got to hang out with Rob all
night.
It's
true. We didn't really hang out. Yeah. But not because I was shitting the whole night. But
I was concerned that you didn't like me anymore. You didn't want to come with us.
We were in different rooms.
You didn't want to leave with us, and you didn't hang out with me.
Well, I didn't leave with you guys because you were going to get food, whereas Frank was just going home, and I was just...
It's not like you.
I ate plenty of food at the party, and again, I had the Mexican before the party.
And you emptied yourself.
Yeah, so I didn't need more food. And actually, funny enough, when I got home, I shat again. So lots of shitting. It was the night of shit.
It's because you work from home and you shit 5 times, so your body's just used to it. You gotta hold it in more.
You're right. I can't let myself go.
One thing from the tour. I found it really strange how people are not aware of space.
What do you mean?
There were times, like, after the show when people would come and, like, bang on the bus and stuff. And it's, like, it's so weird, like...
Bang on it how?
You mean, like, personal space, like your
personal space.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, personal private space. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was really weird because, I would never go to a show or, like, when I did see tour buses, I would just think, oh, cool, a tour bus. But I would never, like, go and knock on the window.
Oh, they were just knocking. It made it sound like they were rocking.
To be fair, though, you have a periphery decal on the bus said periphery. Like, really, you couldn't miss that it was the periphery bus.
Yeah, but that's not an invitation to bang on the bus with
your fist. No. I fully agree with you, but it's like...
Yeah, I guess, there are stupid people out there, so they feel very entitled. But, yeah, I know what, Noah is referring to, and it's just like... there are people who have just opened the door to our tour bus and walked up and be like, wow, I'm on a tour bus, you know?
Real?
Like, yeah.
What?
They just like, and they don't realize that they just like let themselves into
That's
our home.
That's trespassing, yeah. Like they're basically trespassing.
Yeah. So it's just like, there's a lot of entitlement with these.
So how did you get rid of that? Like, what did you do when that guy did that?
It's happened multiple times. So, every time is like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck, like it becomes like kind of like edgy. And, not like, not a friendly environment.
There was one guy, so Matt gives lessons to people at venues, and he gives the lessons in the trailer after they take all the equipment out. So he was giving a drum lesson, and this guy walks onto the trailer with a camera and just kind of like starts videotaping everyone. And Matt's like, hey, I don't know you. Go away. I'm trying to give a lesson. And the guy gets off. And he did the same thing to Dead Letter Circus. He as they're unloading, he walks onto their trailer and starts taking video. And you can hear people saying, hey, do you know this guy? No. And they're get off the trailer. And he has like a whole YouTube page where he goes and he like walks onto people's trailers or vans and just like totally invades the band's privacy.
Like as a prank?
Yeah, it's like it's this weird like thing that this guy decided to start doing because I went to his channel and he doesn't just do it to bands. He went into a classroom full of students and like at a college or something like that and just walked through the classroom with the camera like faced at his at himself as he walks through the class and then just turns around, walks out, says something really weird and then walks out of the room, and there's like a bunch. You went into a tattoo shop, a department store, like just like all these weird places.
Has he been stabbed yet? I feel like that's.
I mean, that's what I'm like. I'm wondering. There's not very many videos yet, so I'm waiting for him to like do that to Terror, and then like Terror is just gonna tear his head off.
Goat whore.
Or goat whore. And Sammy's gonna sacrifice him to the devil. But
how'd you find out that he had a YouTube channel and all that?
A fan posted a link to the video where he was harassing Matt on his page, I think it was, and he's like, hey, dude, this guy, like, posting this video about you, like, you might want to report it, because it's like, it's not a good look for, for our drummer to be like, get the fuck off of our trail, but, it's just a weird, awkward thing, and it really pissed everybody off, The guy thinks he's like being clever or funny or something. Stupid.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Ottawa.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, and another surprising thing was that I thought Canadian people, besides that guy,
yeah,
were all really pleasant and sweet and nice. And I didn't understand.
Not
like,
French Canadians.
You know,
they're supposed to be dicks.
It's like, you know, 40 million people that live in Canada. They're all nice.
Why?
Well,
were
not
they
all
mean
them.
To you? Or?
But just in my time there and the people that I did associate with, like at the shops, like where do they hardly speak English?
Montreal, yeah. And I think that was it. Oh, in Quebec City.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the French Canadians are like French people.
Yeah, but they
but
were
the other Canadians.
But they were nicer than French people, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
They were all really pleasant.
Let me just clarify. Going to France multiple times, it's Parisians that are extremely rude. The
okay.
rest of France is actually really they're fine. They're really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember another thing from the party. I think it was with weed. We were smoking. And Noah offered one of the guys from Tulpan Ninja weed, and then she was like, do they have weed in Australia?
I didn't mean it that way. I meant it like, do people, like, you know, do a lot of people smoke pot in Australia? Is it a thing that people do?
Well, that might be what you meant.
Yeah, but I was really stoned, and it was the end of the party, and I had some drinks, so.
What was their answer?
Whoa, my God. That, oh my God. Rob just sneezed himself literally out of his chair and the mic fell.
I think he broke the chair. Didn't the chair break? The chair went straight down. He didn't fall out of the chair.
Oh, no.
He sneezed with such force that the chair exploded underneath him.
Oh,
oh,
no.
Oh.
Oh my God! The chair is mangled. The chair is mangled beyond all recognition.
Fucking
legs are bent all the way.
That's
like a high-tech chair that's right. Now mangled.
Trophy now.
Yeah. It's bent in a way that it's not supposed to bend.
Noah, are you gonna tweet the photo?
Shame.
No, tweet the.
Holy shit!
Wow, well, Rob.
I guess I'm standing the whole time.
No more
chair. We're currently taking a picture of this mangled chair to post later.
The back legs bent the opposite way.
Yeah. It looks like if that happened to a person's legs, they'd die.
Show me the chair, Rob. Bust it out.
It bent like it was supposed
yeah,
to
like
bend.
Yeah,
like that.
Let's give it in profile.
This is an unusable chair now.
I like how this piece is here, like it's going to help.
Help with stability.
Shankleton just called you Tommy Boy.
You guys.
I wish there was video of
Wait
that.
Wait a minute, Rob, did you get hurt? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
We'll be posting a link to this picture in the chat. But unfortunately, there's no video.
Oh, if only there was video. That's the regret here.
He just sneezed and fell on his ass.
No, I think we should give him credit for saving the mic stand, though.
I think it's because I leaned back and the weight the weight gave out. Couldn't handle it.
Oh, that's
holy
shit. Oh, I didn't get a good picture.
My side hurt.
Yes, I am okay.
And your head was like an inch from hitting the fucking coffee table.
I could have died, you guys.
Oh.
Oh, Rama.
Sorry, it's going to take a minute for us to collect ourselves.
Monica
here.
Got a photo of me on the floor.
Are you still in the mangled chair?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
He's still in the chair. Thank
you
God you got it.
To get up for like 20 seconds.
It was hard.
Oh.
You know what's really funny about that is, like, an hour ago when we started this, I leaned back in my chair and it felt a little wobbly, and I was like, man, that'd be embarrassing if I fell out of this middle of this thing.
Yeah, these chairs are...
Well.
Well,
it happened.
That's two. This is the second time it
yep.
happened. So I wonder who's next.
Oh, those are the old chairs. That's why. The new chairs are fine.
For now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We gotta get steel chairs.
Noah gave Rob this gigantic footstool now to sit on.
There's no other chair.
It's nice. Although I can't lean back even if I wanted to. I would fall out.
Lean back.
Lean back.
The photo has been posted.
Already?
Let's see how it looks. Oh, man.
Which one? The one of just the chair or you on the floor?
Just the chair.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. You can go to twitter.com/MILivecast. Why don't you follow us?
It's almost like breaking news. Oh.
Oh, because it's news about breaking. Everyone have a laugh at my expense.
Now we know what the Black Sabbath $13 live read money is going to.
What?
It was Rob falling down.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually IKEA chairs.
Those are Target chairs.
Oh, Target.
These
are the IKEA chairs. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Those are the old chairs. Yeah. Target chairs. Boom. Oh, good point. It didn't have a metal injection. That's why it broke. Like a literal metal injection.
You need the metal injection molding. Metalinjection.com. For all your metal injection needs.
But thank you, Chair. You served us very well. Oh, by the way, I did get another email from the domain owners of metalinjection.com.
Oh, what's the update?
Just in case you never, in case you're new to the show, about a year or two ago, I emailed them asking how much it would cost to buy the .com, and I got $85,000 USD.
About $80,000.
Or 80,000? Okay, 80,000 USD. And then I was like, how about 80,000 pennies, I wrote, or 8,000 pennies. And they were like, they gave me a serious answer, like, Mr. Pasbani, there's a lot of value to this.
Guy had a good sense of humor about it, though.
The only reason there's value to it is because you put value to
exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the fucked up thing. The value is people going to find our
extortion
site.
Extortion is what it is.
Yeah,
because the .com was there before, meaning, you know, the real metal process, right?
Yeah. I think it was like an actual site before, but then they stopped. But anyway, I got a solicitation. I guess it was like one of those, hey, you know, prices are dropping if you're still interested. And I was like, all right, sure. And then I made an
80
offer.
80 cents.
And then the offer back was $87,000 USD. So value has gone up $7,000.
How did it drop?
I have a domain story for you, and this might, you know, help you with your negotiating if you ever decide to purchase that.
Yeah.
I bought periphery.net, and at first I approached the original domain owner, and they wanted like something like $50,000 for it because a single name, you know, domain names are like really expensive and rare. And then, you know, I was like, no, 50 grand is way too much. I'm not interested. And then I was like, I'll give you $400 for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, I mean, like that, I've been doing that, but they're like,
no. Right. Yeah. But, you know, it can't.
You said
80
cents.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like with these, I'm like, I'll give you like, I was even like, I'll give you $3,000.
He said 80,000 pennies. That's $800.
I just wanted to say, like, some guy who originally wanted like an exorbitant amount of money ended up taking a couple hundred dollars just to
get it. You know? Well, that, like, this is like an agency or something. I think it's just like a assholes, basically, that just want, like, they extort, they like just go and find any name. And
yeah, and they probably sweep up like old unused ones too.
Yeah, exactly. Really they're just cyber squatters. Yeah. That's all it is.
If he offers you that for $87,000 again, you should threaten to go to his house and sit on all his chairs.
Don't make me go there. Break your chairs. Possibly your microphones if you have some.
Jim Ross just said, but God, that chair has been broken in half. True. It's not technically broken in half. It's bent in half.
Yeah. El Junorino makes a good point. Rob, you should know that physical comedy doesn't work for an audio podcast. Yeah. Sorry. True. Forgot what we were doing.
But we can be very descriptive with our language.
It's true.
Which we were. While we were laughing.
Now, when I fell, what was your immediate reaction, everyone? Did you know it was the chair?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you sneezed, and like it was such a strong sneeze that it made you like just fall back.
Yeah, that's exactly that's what I thought too. Okay. Yeah. Well, he started tipping. He was tipping, and then he went straight down. So he was almost going over backwards, and then it just dropped.
The chair just gave up.
Yeah, but he was leaning back very deeply.
But if the chair wouldn't have bent, you might have like hit your head on the coffee table.
Yep.
You might be dead.
Imagine if Rob died during the live cast. Oh, would we end the live cast earlier? Would we finish like at 8 o'clock? We call
the show must go on. Show must go on.
Or would you call? Would you call the ambulance and then they would get here and you would have all of it on air?
We'd call them on air. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call them on air and play Shlomo's clips over it.
No,
let's
not.
Put you guys on the map. If you had a member die during the show,
yeah.
everybody would be talking about it on
yeah.
their actual
Most
TV def. Shows.
But the thing is, Rob's the one that uploads the file at the end of the night, so
oh, no.
we have nobody to actually post it, goddammit.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency? Oh, someone in the room just passed out and hit his head on the coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, wait. Who's that in the background? What is that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So what's your emergency? Come on,
Is that
guys.
The person who fell and hit his head?
Well, I was...
My finger's in your cooch.
Wait, is that the guy that's passed out? Yes.
He's okay now.
Good times.
We should give that chair as a prize.
We should all sign it.
Let's sign it with silver Sharpies.
And then Rob will send it out in 3 years.
Yeah.
It's probably an expensive shipment right there. What kind of envelope? Envelope?
Envelope.
We can just ship it from work for free.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know.
You just slap a sticker on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to package.
El Duderino says, call up 911 and ask corn or flour bandages.
And then hang up on them.
Another one, 911, what's your emergency? Goodbye! Goodbye!
You'd have to play that twice.
Well, it's because it's 911.
Yeah. Yep.
1-1.
And then we played for Rob dying on the floor. The final goodbye.
For my funeral, I would like that. That
as they roll the casket down?
Yeah, I just want the part of Fate to Black where he just goes, well, goodbye! Goodbye! Do you have that longer one?
Yeah, sure.
The newer one? Let's hear that.
Goodbye!
Yeah, this one.
Goodbye!
My mom would be like, what's going on? Shut up! Show my son some respect.
Yeah, goodbye! Yeah, goodbye.
Say,
Dasvidaniya. I said goodbye.
I think Rob should have this playing.
Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
Jim Ross writes, Rob will use that chair to sit Shiva. good inside Jewish joke.
The best part will be at the funeral as Rob's dad is about to speak. We'll all do the Papa Rob.
Papa Rob. Papa Rob. And then the next thing you'll all be escorted out of
by
my
who?
Funeral.
By who? We're the life of that funeral.
Yeah.
People love us.
It's only going to be us at your funeral.
I'm thinking the last...
Oh, wow. Noah won't even be there. She'll be busy applying for your Sirius time slot.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how that spot is transferred.
There was one thing that Rob wanted more than anything else.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Or a Twizzler.
I'm having the Twizzler now. It's helping me coach.
This is Democracy Manifest.
You dipping it in your seltzer? What's going
I'm
on?
I'm trying to use
there?
It as a straw.
Ew, Rob.
That's a good idea.
What?
You already broke one chair.
What?
Maybe he shouldn't be drinking soda through Twizzlers
yeah, that's...
anymore.
What's the difference if I drink the soda through the Twizzler or just eat the Twizzler?
I don't know.
It doesn't work. These are poor Twizzlers. Usually they work as straws. I want my money back.
I can just get you an actual straw if you want.
I think you just need to bite the other end off.
Now it's wet.
Because it's sealed.
Oh, you're right. I was doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That's how straws work.
No, Rob.
That poor chair.
Rob, are you okay? You're just like eating that Twizzler on air. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, we're still recording?
The fuck?
Just chew louder so at least they know what's going on.
It's not that bad.
Ugh.
Man, I really wanted that too.
Cock in my mouth.
Oh,
all right.
He is charged.
So what have we
I like having. I like keeping a tight asshole. We learned that.
You learned that.
You learned I can't.
That's work. Right. I fucked myself to HIV.
What? What is that?
I don't even remember that. Oh, I'm a fond very too.
I look like too much of a rapist.
Sure.
All right. I like this.
Yeah.
this burn, someone in the chat wrote, I chew louder to cover up my heavy breathing. That's a good burn. That's a good burn. I try to heavily breathe off mic, though.
Do you breathe through your mouth or your nose?
Both. But I am definitely a mouth breather.
It's not healthy.
I know, you can get gingivitis that way. Seriously? When I go to the dentist, that's what they tell me. It's a constant battle, me versus gingivitis.
Wow.
It's true. It's true.
So, Tedley, your forthcoming memoir. Me versus gingivitis.
Every week we learn something new about Rob.
It's true. Right. Everyone loves in the chat that I admitted that I am a mouth breather.
Now they all are. Don't feel quite as alone.
4 out of 5 Americans are mouth breathers.
Or at least 4 out of 5 live cast listeners.
Yeah.
Well, we should go around the table. Let's see if those statistics.
Yeah, who else
true.
Is a mouth breather? Darren? Nope. Just mouth through your nose. Sid?
I have a stuffy nose a lot because I don't blow my nose.
Yeah, that's
like
what
it is.
It's just when it's stuffed.
Yeah, when my nose is stuffed. But otherwise,
in
no.
General.
Otherwise, no.
I have breathed through my mouth, but not generally.
Justin?
Nose all the way.
When I used to smoke a bunch of weed and I'd go to sleep, I'd sometimes breathe through my mouth, but I'd normally breathe through my nose.
I am through my nose. Same nose.
I think I do nose, but when I sleep, I definitely breathe through my mouth. Cause
oh.
There it is.
That's what it sounds like.
That's the
like.
Noise I make, yeah.
Justin's a cock breather.
It's true.
All right. Well, this was a good show. I hope everyone had a great laugh at my expense. Okay, good. We'll be back next week with a new show. Okay. Post-Thanksgiving food coma edition.
Oh. Are you going to bring any leftovers from Mama Rabba?
Mama Rabba! What is going on? No, I'm not. That's your question. We're going out.
Where are you going?
I haven't decided yet.
Are you going to Cafe Rasputin?
Oh. My mom doesn't like going to Russian restaurants because she always is like, oh, why do we have to pay for this? I can just make this at home.
It has to be a different kind.
It has to be something else, yeah.
Something she can't make, but she can make anything.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's why we can't take her to an Italian restaurant. He's like, oh, it's just spaghetti. Why? Well, I can make this at home. It has to be something like barbecue. Like, she can't make, like, she can't smoke meat. Watch her mouth, kid.
Sydney, don't sit.
Or something like that. Or, like, even Indian, she was, like, kind of like, if it was like I don't know if it was worth that much money. Like you didn't, I paid for it. Like what are you upset about?
My parents are the same way.
Yeah,
I took them to this really nice Polish restaurant in my neighborhood, and they're like, "We make this stuff at home, and we make it better. This is terrible." She kept like getting my dad to back her up, and I'm like, "This is really good."
That's exactly what. Yeah, I could never
shut the fuck up.
I
can
never
say to them, well, this is to take you out so you can rest and enjoy yourself, not have to work.
No, this is what I say to them is, this is so I don't have to go to your house and then hang out afterwards. So I could just go home. I don't care, even if the food is worse.
I actually had, I went by Cafe Rasputin about a month ago because I had to take a shit, and I happened to be over there, and I asked them very nicely. It was like, I was on DEFCON 4. Like, I really, it was coming out, and I said, can I just please ask? I'm like, you have to be customer, you know.
You should have been like, you have a choice. Either I do it on the sidewalk right in front of your restaurant, or I do it in the bathroom.
No, I just put my tail between my legs, and I walked away. And I walked, I was with my girlfriend, we walked all the way to, we were on Avenue Z, we walked all the way to Duty. I went in Duty and made a Duty in Duty. Duty is a local,
it's like a hardware store.
Yeah, it's a hardware store. It's like a
home center.
Yeah, it's like a family-owned version of Home Depot. So it's like, but it's called Duty.
It's called Duty.
D-O-O-D-Y.
If you were by Rasputin, why didn't you just go to the beach and just wade in
and
let loose?
No, I can't do that. Plus, I don't know. It's just weird shitting in the ocean.
We weren't that close. That's nature. That's communing with nature.
We were closer to Duty than the ocean.
You were really close to duty, but anyway.
I feel like you really thought about that, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you really thought about the option of going.
No, actually, it didn't occur to me, but once Sid said it, I thought of why I couldn't do it.
No, you can't do that.
No.
I've never shat in the ocean. I've peed in the ocean a bunch.
This
I would like the opportunity.
I remember
to
as a child I shat in the ocean once.
Well, how old?
Like, under 10. Definitely under 10.
There's a difference between being an 8-year-old shitting in the ocean and a 3-year-old. You gotta
No. Like, old enough to know that I shouldn't shit in the ocean.
All right.
And conscious, like,
I admire that.
Because it was the sort of thing where, like, I lived right by the beach, so
you could have just walked.
I could have walked home, but it was like my family was gonna be out on the beach anyway. I was like, I'm just gonna go in the ocean.
And then did you like get away from that area, or did you like hang out?
Of course, I didn't hang out.
Were there other people?
No, I swam out.
Wait, what happened to the turd? Did it, like, float up?
It
like
became
right
a buoy.
I never saw it again.
The water's there is pretty dark,
yeah.
So I don't know that he would have...
He probably cleaned up that water by shitting in it.
Did you grab some seaweed and wipe yourself?
He grabbed the jellyfish.
No,
I let Mother Nature do it.
He just dragged his ass across the sand like that. Picked a little sand back on it.
So like a litter box, yeah.
I've revealed too much already. On this show,
so. Oh, well.
All right. Well, good show. Good laugh.
Thanks, Rob.
Good giggle.
I want to play us out with something related to the events of this evening.
All right. Great.
We should say thank you to our guests.
Yes, I was about to say thank you to everybody.
Ryan,
who,
Justin,
thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for...
Any plugs you want to use this opportunity to get
hair
out?
Plugs, perhaps?
No? Sure. Yeah, all of them.
Go for it, Brian. Plug us.
Do we need a
plug? Me.
How do people follow your band?
What's the we have a Facebook page. What is it? Facebook.com/Best Ascension.
Yep. And BestAscension.com, and we'll have our new album out probably February.
Yeah. Awesome. Hopefully
it'll be out
soon.
And then we're gonna try to do an EP. I think after that or something. We're working on new material. We're trying to like have new stuff come quickly on the back of the album. So that sounds really perverted, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Monica, thanks.
Lots coming.
Monica, thanks for popping in.
Thanks, guys. Missed you all.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye.
What you doing over here?
Yo, I'm holding this spot for Fat Joe. They got the ill house telescope coming through.
They got a clump in here.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. Yo, true story.
Ow! Yeah! Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel it right here.
Of course.
I see. Show bit born law.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps.
What?
We from the Bronx, New York. Things happen.
What?
Kids clapping. Love to spark the place. Half a cat in the squad. Got a scar on their face.
What?
It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the
show. I think so.
But this is life. Got the phantom in front of the building. Trinity, yeah. 10 years, been legit. They still figure me down. Too much to cope with. Why you think the BX nickname is Cook? Should have been called on robbery, extortion, or maybe grand larceny. I did it all.
Hello.
I put the pieces to the puzzle. Till it's long, I knew me and my people was gone.
Oh, yes. They
was the logo kid. Say my don't dance. They just pull up my pants and do the rock away.
What?
Now lean back. Lean back.
What?
Lean back.
What?
Lean back. Come on.
What?
Say my don't dance. They just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back.
Into the wizard, my arms stay breezy, the dawn stay fizzy. I got a date at 8, I'm in a 740 fizzy. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die with a matching jacket. About to cop me a mansion, my squad in the club, but you know they not dancing. We dancing, gangsters don't dance with boogies, so never mind how we got here with the hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission in about the zone checkers. And we walk around the metal detectors, and it really ain't a need for a VIP section in the middle with a dance floor, reckless check it steady. Like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the hell I call a chain reaction.
see money ain't a thing. We feel the same. The flows just changed. Now we about to change the game.
Don't dance. We just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on.
Hey! Yo!
Ho!
Look, y'all got the car.
Nice, I'm nice, partner.
What? Right now ain't nobody else getting in.
What?
We at capacity.
What?
That means we full.
Ah!
Oh. Hey, we about to get up in here. Let me hear. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Hey,
what's
the time now, man?
Oh. I said my don't dance. We just pull up our pants and
do
the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
Cut it out.
Lean back. Come on.
Balls.
Now we living better now, cookie sweating now. When that G-Folk can fly through any weather now. See, haters get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feelings. You can find your crack at all type of event. How the biggest front row to all the fights. If Papa Born come, then they probably squeal. Sassy rappers dip like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bow Wow throwing it up. Beat the cake. Like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to speak about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't want to speak about the rucker. Not even Pee Wee Kirkley could imagine this. My team didn't have to play to win the championship. Come on. Don't dance, we just pull up our pants.
Here.
Do the rock away.
Take my vagina.
Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on.
Got any weed?
Don't dance, we just pull up our pants. Do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back, come on.
I would bang all the dudes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I have curly, curly ass hair.
I don't like to fuck small infants.
Show Montana forever.
I need the meat.
Streets is ours.
I will gladly fuck myself.
Nah, man.
My ass is gorgeous.
Search.
On the bottom of my penis.